Today's shiur is Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis. I'm an hour 14 lines from the top. Amar Yehuda Marav. Asara Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. 10 things were created on the first day of creation. Ve'elu Heim. Shmayim Ve'Eretz. Heaven and Earth. Tayu V'Vayu. We'll explain that soon, Amitz Hashem. Or V'Choshech, Light and Dark. Ruach, the wind. Umayim, the water. Midas Yoim or Midas Laila, which means basically the concept of time, day and night. And as the Mefarshim explain, what does Midas Yoim or Midas Laila mean? The measure of day and the measure of night. What it means is that sometimes the day is longer than the night, and sometimes the night is longer than the day. And the Gemara now will bring Psukim to show that each one of these things that we just mentioned were created at the beginning of creation. Shmayim v'aretz, the ksiv, the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereshis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim v'sa-aretz. Tayu v'vayu, how do we know it was tayu v'vayu? When the world was created, the ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'aretz, hoysa, sayu v'vayu, or v'choshech, light and dark, choshech, as the pasuk says, v'choshech apnei sahayim, there was darkness over the entire Tahaim, or the Ksiv Yom Elokim Yehi Or. There should be light. So light came into existence on the first day. The Farshim, this already goes back to Rav Sadia Goyim, discuss what does Choshech mean? What does darkness mean? Does darkness mean the absence of light? Or was there a separate Bria, a separate creation called darkness? Rav Sadia Goyim actually held that darkness, Choshech, is just the absence of light. But most Rishonim seem to learn that Choshech is a new creation called darkness. Actually, the Pasuk seems to indicate that Yotzer Oyer Uvayre Choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something called Choshech, called darkness. And there are other rayas. The Pasuk says Mitzrayim V'yomesh Choshech. They were able to touch the darkness. So obviously the darkness has its own independent being, entity called Choshech. The Bach says that some of these rayas are not necessarily compelling, and he has a nice raya. He says, well, whenever we say Asher Yotzah, we say Varvay Chalulim Chalulim. What does Chalulim mean? Chalulim means that we have empty, hollow spaces in our body. How could you create something that's empty? It's empty because there's nothing in it. There's nothing there. So we see that creation doesn't specifically have to relate to something that has its own entity. Chalul means that there are avarim, there are limbs, and there are organs in the body, and those organs sometimes are hollow, but not to mean that it represents an independent creation. Or, as we said, or was created in the first day of the Ksiv, Yom Elokim, Yeyor. Ruach Umayim were created at the beginning of Bria. The Ksiv, Ruach Elokim, Merachefes Apnei Hamayim. Midas Yom and Midas Laila, concept of day and night. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yer V'yivoyker Yom Echad. Says the Gemara, Tanu, as we said when we began the Shir, Tayu. What is Tayu? Kav Yorik. It's some sort of a green line. It's some sort of a murkiness. Shemakif Esakala Olam Kulay, that encircled the entire world. Shemenu Yatzachosha, from that darkness emerged. And as the Mefarshim explain, why is there this tayhu? Why is there this murkiness that is around the world? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we'll use this line of reasoning maybe some more in this year today, not that it should be so perfectly clear. Because if everything were perfectly clear, then there would be no bechira, there would be no choice to do good or bad. If it's so obvious what the person's supposed to do, that would take away from us our opportunity to do bechira, our opportunity to face the challenge and overcome the challenge. And that is what Tayu represents. Tayu represents that there's left some not clarity, some confusion in the world, and we have to make right out of this confusion. Shenemar, around the world, there is this darkness that emanates from the bayu. Bayu, what is the bayu? These are hard stones hamushikayas b'tayim that are in the depths of the world, so to speak, the foundation of the world. Others say that the water goes through these stones. Shemehen yoytzimayim. Shenem v'nota olav kaf tayu. V'avnei boyer. Ask the Gemara, for our b'yoyim rishin ivri was light created on the first day of Bria, v'ksiv v'yitein oysom alakim b'rikiyah shemayim v'ksiv v'yer v'yivayke yoyim rvi. That the sun and the moon and the stars were only put into the sky on the fourth day. And here it says that it was on the first day. And as the Mashal explains, the Gemara is going to use in today's blot a concept that it might have been created, but it was only put up later. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara could have said a simple answer, that it was created on Yom Rishon, but they actually weren't put into the sky until Yom Revi, until the fourth day. Answers the Mashal. The Gemara doesn't want to say that, Teretz, because we just finished explaining that Midas Yom and Midas Laila, day and night, came into existence on the first day. Then what controls when day is, when night is? When the sun and moon come up and go down. So if the sun and moon did not come up, were not put up, so to speak, until Yom Revi, how could we have Midas Yom and Midas Laila on Yom Rishon? So it must be that it was actually put into the sky on Yom Rishon. So what does the Pasuk say that it was only Yom Revi? Answers the Gemara, when it says here Arva Choshech, it doesn't mean the Arva Choshech that we're accustomed to. It means Rebbe Elazar. Dam Rebbe Elazar, Ar Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a light on the first day. Adam Tzayfa by Mesayfa Oilam HaTzayfa. The light was so clear, you could see from one end of the world to the other side of the world. Kivin Shnistaka HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Dar HaMav B'Dar HaFlaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever saw that there will be people in future generations that will do averis, rosh masay mukukolim, they will act improperly, amad v'gonz mehem, he put it away. Shenema v'yimna rishoyim oirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withheld from rishoyim this light. Ulmi gonzoi, for whom did he put it away? Letzadikim losulavoi. Losulavoi, the tzadikim will have it. Shenema v'yar elakim as or ki toiv, v'ein toiv, El tzaddik. Shenemer imu tzaddik itoyif. For tzaddik is considered, it's good. Kivin shira or shagonzel tzaddikim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what he accomplished, that he had hidden away this or for the tzaddikim, sameich. Then he was very satisfied. Shenemer or tzaddikim yismach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was then happy. So the Mefarshim obviously discuss, by us it's possible that we make a decision and then we realize that we made the wrong decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have this issue. So what's pshat? That he created it and changed his mind. So I saw the Mefarshim explain that there's a number of truths. One teretz is that at the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that was his original intent, to create this light, but not make it available, just to have it, that tzaddikim know that if they act their lives properly, they will ultimately be zoicha to have benefit from this light. Another pshat that I saw is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a tremendous lesson. As we said a moment ago, by human beings it's very common that a person realizes they made a wrong decision. But even when a person makes a wrong decision, sometimes we're stubborn. We don't want to admit that we made a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that he also could change his mind. So if it's not difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have to change his mind, we should learn the lesson that sometimes we also have to change our mind and not be stubborn. Another point, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want this R? What was this R that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Rishayim to have? So it goes back to something we said earlier. Again, this R, this light, made everything clear. There was no question what was going on and what a person's obligations in the world are when this R existed in the world. But then there's no Bechira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a tzaddik should become a tzaddik, not because there was no challenge. It's supposed to be challenging, and he's supposed to work. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away the R. So the Mefarshim asked, where is that R? Gonzoi. He hid it. Where did he hide it? So this is a word that the Baal Shem says, and the Degel Machna Ephraim, on the Chassidish side, and the Nefesh HaChaim, on the other side, on the Litvish side, they all say the same word. Gonzoi, he put it into the Torah. That light exists in the Torah, and somebody who sits and learns Torah, specifically in Mefarshim say, Torah Shebal Peh, is zoicher, becomes worthy of seeing this tremendous light. But the Emes says, I found that it's a Baal Turim. The Baal Turim says, on the words Es Ha'or, the Gematria B'Torah. The Gematria B'Torah is Es Ha'or. So where's the R? In the Torah. That somebody who sits and learns is zoicher to see light, to see the right thing, what to do, and what's going on, and he's able to go on the right way. And the Gra has a beautiful vort, how the Pasuk itself indicates that this is what happened. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. It first says Vayehi Or, and then says Yehi Or. What does the Pasuk mean? Vayehi means that there was. There was light. But then the Pasuk says, Yehi, it will be. That light that was created is no longer here. Yehi, it will be. When will it be? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out to the Tzadikim, Lost the Loving. Kitanoi. Says the Gemara, this is actually a machlokes tanoim. Or shabar kodesh baruch hu b'yom rishon, the light that a kodesh baruch hu created on the first day. Adam tzayfei by umabit by mesayfei alam tzayfei. Person could see from one end of the world to the other end of the world with it. Divrei Reb Yaakov. The chamayim, this is not a special or. Rather, these are hein hein ma'orish niver b'yom rishon. They are the same illumination, sun, moon, etc. that were created on the first day. Vaynitlu ad yom revi. Amrav Zitra, Batovya Amrav, Basar Dvaram Nivra Oilam. There were 10 attributes Kaviyachla Kodesh Baruch Hu used to create the world. Bechachma. Rashi explains Chachma means knowledge, just to amass knowledge. Betvuna. Tvuna means that a person is Maven Dov Mitoch Dover. He takes his knowledge to use it to apply to situations. Just have to find a place. Bedas, Rashi says, means yishuv. That a person is able to answer, and a person is able to know how to act on a daily basis. Koich means strength. Begar means a shout. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara will say, shouted, and the world came into formation. Gvur is strength. Betzedek is righteousness. Bemishpat is judge. Bechesed Rachim is kindness and mercy. Bechachim betuna. We use the ksiv, Hashem b'chochma yosef oretz, koinein shamayim besuna. Bedas the ksiv, bedatoi tahoimois nifku. With his knowledge, the tahoimois were created. Bekoich begvura, the ksiv mechim horim bekoichoi, nezer begvura. Begara, the ksiv amude shamayim yoreifafu. The foundations of the heaven were shaking. The yismu, however, they became solidified, migarosoi from his yell. So the Moir Anayim says a beautiful vart. He says that we know a person who has fear of Hashem is called a Yirei Shamayim. So he asks, why is he called a Yirei Shamayim? He should be called a Yirei Hashem. He fears Hashem. Why do we call it Shamayim? He says, because where is the first place we find in the creation of the world that somebody, that something happened out of fear of Hashem? The creation of the Shemayim. Because the Pasuk says that Amud Shemayim became firm out of fear of Hashem, from the Ga'ara, from the shout, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should all emulate the Shemayim, and just like the Shemayim showed Yir of Hashem, we should also be Yirei Shemayim, learn from the Shemayim. The Tzedek of Mishpat, the Tzedek of Mishpat, Mechayim Kesecha. The Rachman and the Chesodim of Hashem are there from the beginning of creation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the world was just growing and growing. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouted and kept the world where it is. Shnema. They stood still, they solidified when he said stop. So Mefarshim explain, what does this mean? The world, so to speak, is in a balance. We have Shemayim, which represents Ruchnius. We have the Oretz, which represents Gashmius. And there's a certain balance, and there's a certain tension, and there's a certain distance between Shemayim and Oretz. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep that balance. If the Oretz and Shemayim would continue traveling in their opposite directions, then the world, then this balance where a person could be in this world, the Gashmius world, and still have a connection to Ruchnius would be impossible. So he just stopped it, and therefore it's not that far, and it still becomes and remains possible for us in this Gashmius world to have a connection to Ruchnius. V'ayinam Rish Lakshmai Diksev, Ani Kel Shakai, Ani Hu Shamati Lailamai Dai. I said to the world enough. Explains Rish Lakish. V'shah Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayam. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the sea, Hayim Marchiv HaHoylich, it was continuing to expand. At Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yel V'yavshay, and earth was formed, Shnema Goyer B'yam V'yavisheyu V'kol HaNahor HaSechriv. So Mepharshim explained that what's pshat, that if the world was so big, it doesn't just mean physically big, there was the capacity to do mitzvahs became so difficult that the world was bigger and bigger, it may be too difficult for a person to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let it expand to an unreasonable amount to give us the Chasam Sofer explains it this way, that we should still be able in a reasonable fashion to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. Tori Evan points out, we know there's a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, exactly how did the creation of the world go. One man Dhamma says it started from the sides and went towards the middle, and the other man Dhamma says it started from the middle and went to the sides. He says, obviously, Al Gemara is only going according to the man Omer, that the world started from the middle and expanded to the sides. And what the Gemara is saying is, even though it could have continued to expand further and further, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it should stop at a certain point. So I saw a beautiful vart from Aaron Levine, the Rai Sharov, with this Gemara. He says that there's a medrash, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu to tell him to do the Bris Milah, in their dialogue about doing the Bris Milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu quoted this pasuk, Ani Kel Shakai, Ani Hu Shamati Lailam Edai. So the question is, what is the connection between this point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the world should stop expanding to somebody having a Bris Milah? So he says a beautiful insight. He says, what does the Gemara here mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the world, stop? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left over room in the world for us to do. In other words, he could have continued creating, but he stopped the creation process. What's pshat that he stopped the creation process? He left over place for us to do, to complete, so to speak, the creation of the world, to bring the world to the tikkun olam, to bring the world to perfection it's supposed to reach. There's a famous Gemara, that when the Gemara asks, that the guy asked Rabbi Kiva, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have a Bris Milah, why didn't he create us with a Bris Milah? Why do we have to have the operation done? Every person should have been created without the Arla. The answer is, because as soon as a person comes to the world, child is 8 days old, just starting out, we teach him that you have what to do. You're not perfect. You have what to work on yourself. You have to bring yourself to Madrega. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu, the lesson of the Bris Milah is the lesson of the creation of the world. Just like the Bris Milah lesson is that you should know that you're not perfect. You're not complete, so to speak. You have to make yourself perfect. You have to make yourself complete. The world is also not yet complete, and it's the job of every individual to bring that world, this world, to the tikkun. Continues the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Beshamai Omrim, Shamayim Nivr Tchila, Vakach Nivr Asa Aretz. According to Beshamai, first the heavens were created, and then the Aretz. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bereshis Bar Elokim, Es HaShamayim, Ves Aretz, first Shamayim, then the Aretz. Obeisalam Eretz Nivr Asa Tchila, first the earth was created, Vakach Shemayim, Shnema V'yoyim Asoyis Hashem Elokim, Eretz V'Shemayim. First Eretz and then Shemayim. So Mepharshim, and basically all the Mepharshim pretty much follow the same Mahalach, the same thought process in explaining the Beishamai, Beisil Machloikis here. Beishamai says that the most important part of the world is that we were created just for Kvoit Shemayim. A person doesn't really have any independent value. His value is only to be here to bring out Kvoit Shemayim. And that's why Shemayim Nivraz Tchila. Beis Hillel's approach is a different approach. Beis Hillel's approach is that a person himself has an inherent value. And that's why the Mepharshim say we find many machloikasin between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel that follow this basic philosophical difference. For example, Beis Sham says a person should first learn Torah. Because the main thing is Ruchni, is Torah. Then afterwards get married. Beis Hillel says, Loilam Yisi Isha V'akach Yasek B'Torah. Beis Sham is the mandamah that holds, Noach Loil Adam Shloi Nivra Mishanivra. It would have been better a person shouldn't have been entirely created. Why? Because we're only here to serve Shemayim, but who knows that we're going to be successful in our mission. So Noach Loil Shloi Nivra. Beis Hillel doesn't agree. Beis Hillel says there's an independent value in a person's creation. Beis Shammai is the mandam that says that every day you should prepare food, always having Shabbos in mind. Why? Because Beis Shammai is the mandam that holds that the goal is only just Shamayim. And Beis Hillel holds Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. Even the weekdays, which are not the holy day of Shabbos, have in them an independent value. Beis Shammai is the mandam that holds Shamayim. The first person has to think about Torah. He has to think about learning Torah, and he doesn't have to be concerned as much with the lev, the oritz, which represents the midos. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, is concerned with the oritz, with the midos, and then the shamayim. This is a thread that goes through their different philosophies to life. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, according to you, that the Shemayim was built before the Oretz. Adam Bayna Ali, Vakak Bayna Bayis, does the first person first build the upper story and then the lower story? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Habayna B'Shemayim Alaysav, the Shemayim represents the upper story, V'Gudasoy Alaretz Yisoy, then the earth is the foundation. So it doesn't make sense that somebody should build the Shemayim first. On the other hand, Amlam B'Shamil B'Shil, L'Dvereichem, that the Oretz was created first. Adam Isis Rafsruf Vakak Isakisei. Does a person first make a stool for his legs and then make the chair? Shenemar Koyamar Hashem Hashemayim Kisi. The earth, the Shemayim is my throne. Varetz Hadayim Ragli. First you create the throne and then you make a footstool that works in proper measurement with the throne. V'chamayimrim Zevazak Ka'achas Kniver. They were both created at the same time. Shenemar Af Yadi Yazdei Oretz. For Yemini Topcha Shemayim, Koyran Ne'aleim Yamdu Yachtov. They were made together. Vidach, my Yachtov. B'Shem B'Shil that say that they weren't done together. Either Shemayim first or Oretz first. What does Yachtov mean? T'loi M'shalfi Mehadodi. They do not separate. This balance that we discussed earlier between the earth and Shemayim always remains. Ask the Gemara Kasha Kriya Dadi, but we have a steer in the Psukim. Some Psukim indicate that the Shemayim was created first. Some Psukim indicate that the earth was created first. Amar Shlokish, Shenivru, when it came to creation, Bar Shemayim, Vakak Bar Oretz, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim and then the Oretz. However, Kshenata, when it came to actually place them, not the Oretz, Vakak, not the Shemayim. First the earth and then the Shemayim. Ask the Mashah that this only explains Beis Shammai's position. That the creation of Shemayim was first, but the actual installation was Oretz first. But what Beis Hillel, Rish Lakish is not answering Beis Hillel's position. So Mashah says, Beis Hillel's position is not so hard to understand. He says, because when the Pasuk says, even though what's the raya Beis Shammai brings, because Bereishis Bara Elokim as a Shemayim as Oretz. So says the Mashah, Rashi, the first Rashi Chumash teaches us, the Bereishis Bara Elokim as Shemayim v'Saaretz doesn't refer to actually any implementation. It just speaks about a plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan of creating Shemayim v'Aretz, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he actually created the Shemayim before the Aretz. And the contrary, the Mefarshim say there's another Raya to Beis Hillel's position that the Aretz preceded the Shemayim, because the Pasuk says, V'Aretz, Haisa Sai V'Vayu. That means that the earth was already here before anything else came into being. My Shemayim, what does the word Shemayim mean? Rav Yosef bar Chanina Shemayim. The sky is really water. The Masnis and Tami, in the Braisa we learned, a Shemayim. The Shemayim is a combination of fire and water. Malam and Shavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought fire and water, the Tav and Zebazah, and mixed them together, Vosman, Rikia, and from then he made the heaven. So Mefarshim asked, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the Shemayim out of these two elements, a Shemayim? So they saw two pshatim. One pshat is, there are no two greater opposites than fire and water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us the Shamayim, where he lives, is what? It's the combination of two biggest opposites that learn how to learn how to coexist. Every time a person looks up to the Shamayim, he has to realize, I'm looking up to a Shamayim, and they know how to coexist. I should learn how to coexist with everybody else. Oysa Shalom b'mroimov. By looking b'mroimov, you see Shalom every moment, Dei Shemayim together. Hu yasa Shalom aleinu, that's a lesson aleinu for us, that we should be b'shalom with everybody that we come in contact with. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw from the Yaakov Gashuni is also a very nice pshat. Shemayim, we know, represents Torah. The Torah is Torah min haShemayim. Now, in learning, there are two types of learning. There's what's known as Bekiyas, learning every day a daf, and there's also bi'iyun, lamdas. Bekiyas is represented by mayim, water. It's spread out all over. A person has a lot of knowledge. Eish represents the fire, the geshmak, the lamdas. How is a person supposed to learn Torah min haShemayim? He's supposed to combine Eish Shemayim. He's supposed to combine the bekiyas with the lamdas. That's Torah min haShemayim. Continues the Gemara. Rishmar and Bekiva walking on the road. You, Rabbi Kiva, learned by Nachum Ishgamzu for 22 years. He was called Nachum Ishgamzu either because he came from the city called Gamzu or because he always said Gamzu L'Toiva. The Farshim explained what's pshat that he learned by him for 22 years. It's a very chassidish shavart, I'm going to say. The Farshim say that we know that Yaakov Avinu did not learn for 22 years. For 22 years, he was in Lavan's house. He wasn't able to learn. Rabbi Kiva, for 22 years, sat and learned full-time by Nachum Ishgamzu to make up for those 22 years of Yaakov's missed learning. And in the word Akiva are the letters of Yaakov. Shayudarish Kalasin Shabbatayra. He explained every time the Torah uses the word S. Es HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz, Ma'a HaYudarish Behem. So how do we explain Es HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz? Omlem. If the prosecutor had just used the word Shemayim V'Aretz, Hayisi Omer, I might have thought, Shemayim V'Aretz, Shemayim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, Achshav Shenema, however, now that the prosecutor adds the word S, Es HaShemayim V'Aretz, comes to teach us Shemayim, Shemayim Mamish. Shemayim doesn't mean it's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it refers to the heavens. Aretz means Aretz Mamish, to the earth. Says the Gemara, if that's the point, so we don't have to say Es HaShemayim V'Aretz. We could have just said Es HaShemayim V'Aretz. Es HaAretz Lamali. Answers the Gemara, LaHagdim Shemayim V'Aretz. If it would have just said Es HaShemayim V'Aretz, I wouldn't know which was created first. I would say perhaps they were created simultaneously. Perhaps Shemayim was created after Aretz, just it's impossible to say two words at the same time. But by Torah inserting Es HaShemayim V'Aretz, the Torah is teaching us like Beis Shammai, the first came the Shemayim, and then came the Aretz. Ask the Torah Evan, if from the fact that what Rashi just explained, the way we explained it, the two words being in a certain order in the Torah doesn't mean anything, because you can't write, you have to have an order, you only could say one word at a time. We know the Gemara says, Masechet Brachos, and that's the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, that when we have the Shivas Haminim, we don't know which one to make a bracha on first, we follow the order in the Pasuk. But now we're saying that that shouldn't really make a difference, because the pasuk has to mention one at a time. So why do we use that as a barometer, which bracha to make first? So the Torah Evan answers, because the pasuk uses the word Aretz twice, and in fact the halacha is that if there's a fruit that is closer, one of the Shivas Aminim is closer to the second Aretz than to the first Aretz, that bracha has kedima. So the fact that the Torah uses the word Aretz twice, that's why it's an indication that it's come to teach us in what order brachas should be made. But yes, if that Aretz wasn't there second time in the Pasuk, the fact that the Pasuk makes a list, that doesn't really indicate that it comes to teach us a specific order. Continues the Gemara. V'aretz ha'yisra soyev avayu. Ask the Gemara. Michti. B'shemayim ascha b'reisha. First the Torah teaches us about the Shemayim. So ma'ishna de kachosha ma'asi Aretz. Why does the Pasuk then speak about the Aretz when it talks about the details? It should have been consistent and talked about the details of Shemayim first. Answers the Gemara. Tanan Bei Rishmal. Marshal Melch Bosvadam. Marshal to a king. Shamal Avodov Hishkimu Lepischi. He gave out an edict that he wants everybody to be at the front gate of the palace first thing in the morning. Hishkimu Matsum Noshva Noshim. So the people listened, men and women, everybody was there the next morning. L'mimishabeach, who is more worthy of praise? L'mish ein dakoi l'hishkim v'hishkim. Rashi says the women usually don't get up that early. And they got up early, so they deserve praise that they showed effort for the king. Here too, Shemayim always does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Oretz is not always that quick to do what Hashem says. Here, when we see that the Oretz followed the order, it deserves credit. And actually, the Mepharshim say it's implied in the word Oretz. The word Oretz has in it Rotz. Rotz means to run. The earth ran to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. Oilam Labrius, Royus, Veini Oidus, My Royus. They see, but they don't know what they're seeing. Oimdus, they stand. Veini Oidus, Amayim, Oimdus. They don't know what they're standing on. Haaretz Ama Oimedus. What does the world stand on? Alamudim, on pillars. Shenema Hamagers, Oretz, Vemakaimai, Vamudah, Yispelotzen. It has these pillars. Amudim, stand Alamayim. Shenema Loroika, Oretz, Alamayim. The Mayim, stand al Harim, on mountains. Shenema al Harim, Yamdu Mayim. Harim, stand beruach. Shnema kihine yotza harim uvayre ruach. There's a wind that supports the world. Ruach b'sa'ara. Shnema ruach sa'ara oisei dvora. Sa'ara tloya b'zroya shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all is in the hands of Hashem. Shnema metacha zroyas oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, holds the world in His hands. Chom oimrim. Ayubeis amudim oimedis. On 12 pillars does the world stand. Shenema yatsev gvulas amim mispim ne Yisrael. There are as many amudim, there are as many pillars as there are b'nei Yisrael. And we know there are 12 shvatim. V'yesh amim zayin amudim, there are 7 pillars. Shenema chotzva amudel shiva. V'lezev shemu amir al omer echad, on 1. V'tzadik shemai. Who holds up the world? A tzadik. Shenema v'tzadik yisrael aylam. So Mepharshim explain, the Gemara says that the world stands in amudim. What are those amudim? Those are the 3 amudim that are referred to in Pirkei Avos. Al Torah, Val Avoid, Val Gemiras Chesodim. And they're all mentioned here. Mayim is Torah, a Mayim el Torah. Ruach refers to Avoida, because Avoida is Tefillah, that we say with Ruach, with the wind that comes from our lips. And Harim refers to the Avos. And what were the Avos? The Avos were tremendous Goymlei Chesodim. So those are the 3 amudim that the world stands on. The Mepharshim explain, we began this piece of Gemara, Oilam Labrius, Shirois, Veni Yoidis, Marois. They don't know what they're looking at. So I saw 3 pshatim in these words. One pshat that I saw is that the Tana is teaching us, were a person to open up his eyes and look at the Bria, and look at this world, what unbelievable creation this world is, how intricate the world is, the godless and the flawless Haboirei, he would never have a question that there's a God in the world. Oilam Labriois. We all have the opportunity, Shiroios, that we could just open up our eyes and we would see very clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over the world. Venerois, we just don't open up our eyes. Another pshat that they say is that it's coming to speak, it already goes to the time of the Gemara, to those that believed and offered all sorts of theories in the creation of the world. They were all incorrect. They think they understand, says the Gemara, how the world was created. But we really know that the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not evolution, no other theory. But then I saw one more pshat from the Imanachem. A beautiful pshat. He says, the Gemara says like this, Oilam Labrius. Sometimes a person in the world says, Oi, he gives a kvetch, he gives a krechts. Things aren't going the way he would like them to go. He has different problems. And he says, Oy Lahab, Oy. And he, so to speak, is complaining, he's unhappy. Because Royus Veni Oidus My Royus. You know why people complain? Because they only see what's in front of them, and what's in front of them looks bad. But really, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our good. Royus, they don't know how to look. And because Veni Oidus My Royus, they don't know what to look. That's why they say Oy. But the person that has the Amunah and B'tochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never say Oy, because he'll know that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is really what's best for us. Continues the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Rikim Hein. There are 2 Rikiyas. Shnema, Hein L'Hashem Alkecha, HaShemayim V'Shmei HaShemayim. Shlokish Amas Shiva, there are 7 heavens. Ve'elam Vien, Vilan Rikiyah, Shchokim Zvul, Ma'oin, Mechoin, Aravais. And now the Gemara explains each one of these heavens. Vilan, which is the first heaven mentioned, Ein Meshamish Klum. It doesn't really have any functional purpose. El Nichna Shachris, V'yotza Arvis. It's like a curtain. And the way the Gemara is explaining the way the world works is that, you know, the sun comes out in the morning and goes down at night. It's a curtain. The curtain opens up in the morning and the sun is able to shine, and then it closes at night, blocking the sun. And every day this continues back, sun coming up and going down. He pulls out this curtain. Rekia, Shabai Chamel, Vana, that's where the sun and moon are. Kachavim, Mazalus, Kavum. Shnema, Vyitain, Oysam, Alakim, Rekia, Shemaim. They are all in the Rekia. Shchokim, Shabai, Rechayim, Oimdois. That's where there are mill. The Toichnes Molot Tzadikim. It prepares the Molot Tzadikim. Shnema, Vyitzav, Shachokim, Imal. The Dalsa Shemaim Pasach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these Shchokim, these Vyamt Malay Mon Lechol. From there comes the mon from the shchokim. So I sort of mafarshim ask a fairly simple question. Here it says that in the shemayim shchokim, the mon is prepared. If we look at the history of the world, there was only mon for 40 years. For 40 years, the Klal Yisrael in the midbar. So what's going on in the shchokim now? So mafarshim answer, mon is not limited to those 40 years that Klal Yisrael in the midbar. When a person recognizes what his eating supposed to be, that his eating is really supposed to be a part of Avodas Hashem, then his food that he gets from Hashem is infused with Kedusha. There's a very interesting psak from the Ramah. The Ramah says that our minig is to eat pashtida. Pashtida means kugel. The minig is to eat pashtida on Shabbos. Why? Because kugel reminds us of the mon. Because we know that on Shabbos the mon fell with a layer on bottom and a layer on top. So that's why we eat pashtida. So the question is, the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. So we want to make a zeicher for mon, we shouldn't eat it on Shabbos, we should eat it on Sunday. And what's Shabbos Yontif that we eat pashtida? What's that the days that we eat kugel? So Mefarshim explain, because when we eat food on Shabbos, which is Yom Tovim, during the week we're busy, in the evening our eating is just on the run, on the go, we don't have an opportunity to turn our Sudas into Sudas Shabbos, into Sudas Yontif, into Avodas Hashem. But in Shabbos Yontif, at least we should try. That's mon. When we're eating our food that our wives and our family cooked for us, but we eat it with Kedusha, that food is Pashtida, that food is Kugel, that food is mon. And that's why we're supposed to eat it, to remember that. Says the Gemara, Zvul, what is the Zvul? Shabai Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash. That's where you have Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Umizbeyeh Boni, in the Mizbeyeh in the Beis HaMikdash, Beshamayim Imal. Umichol Sar Golem Oymer Umakrov Lov Karbon. The Michol brings Kabonis. Shinama Bone Banisi Beis Zvul Lecha, Mochayim Leshuftecha Oylamim. Umanolon, that area is called Shemayim. The Ksiv, Habeit Mishamayim Urei Mizvul Kotchcha Visfartecha. So Farshim asked, exactly what is Michal bringing on this Mizbeach in Shemayim? So Farshim answer, the Zohar says, that it brings the Neshamas of Tzadikim. Those are the Karbonos that bring us close to Hashem. And that's why the Mefarshim say, we can understand what we say in Davening. We say, V'isha Yisrael to Kabul Baratzen. That Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept our Karbonos. What kind of Karbonos? They're not Karbonos being brought. The answer is the Karbonos that we refer to in the tefillah are the neshamas of the tzaddikim. The mechal still now every day brings us karbonos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "V'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'soicham." B'soicham is a lashon rabim. Why? Because there are two batei migdash. There's a base of migdash here in this world, but now we also learn there's a base of migdash lamala. Moim is the next heaven. Shabakito Shemalachi Asharis. There we have groups of Malachim. Shamashira Belaila. That say Shira every night. V'choshes b'yoyim. But are quiet by day. Ne'kfoidin Shal Yisrael. Because of the glory of Klal Yisrael. Shinem Yoyim Etzem. Itzav Hashem Chazdoi. Or Belaila Shira Imay. So Masha asks. Here it says that the Malachim say Shira by night. We know from a pasuk in Chumash that Malachim say Shira by day. Because we know that the Malach of Esav told Yaakov, Shalcheini ka'ola ha-shachar, and it's my time to say Shira. So we see they see Shira by day. So the Mefarsh explained there are two types of Malachim. There are Malachim that say Shira every day. Those Malachim say Shira at night, because Klal Yisrael says Shira every day. And then there are Malachim that have a chance to say Shira once a day, once in their creation. they say Shira by day. The Mefarshim also said, we know by a Sheva Brachas, we say Shasimcha b'mo'inoi. Why do we pick this heaven of Mo'in? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, in the Mo'in is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Simcha. Oiz v'chedva b'mkoimoi. And a chas and kala are supposed to be b'simcha. So we say, she has simcha b'moinai. Just like the simcha in Shemayim, you chas and kala should have simcha. Another pshat that I saw is that Adam v'chava, the first chas and kala. But now they're chas and kala, Baruch Hashem, have family to take care of them. Who took care of them? Malachim brought them food from the Ma'oin. So that's why by every chas and kala we bless them, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim to take care of them, Adam and Chava, you Chas and Kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send Malachim to take care of you. And the last pshat is like this. Here we said that there are Malachim every day that say Shira, new Malachim. We know by a Sheva Brachas there's supposed to be Panim Chadoshes. There's supposed to be new people attending every Sheva Brachas. So where do we see this concept of different every day? From the Ma'oin. With every day there are different Malachim, so that's why we mentioned the Ma'oin by Sheva Brachas. Amr Ish Lakish, Kal Isaac Batar Balaila, whoever learns Torah every night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lav Chut Shal Chesed B'Yoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on him Chesed every day. Shinema, Yoyim Mitzav Hashem Chazdoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Chesed on you, Ma Tam, Yoyim Mitzav Hashem Chazdoi, Meshum Balaila Shir Imi, because you sat and learned at night. So as Mepharshim explained, a person who learns at night, he's up all night learning. So usually such a person by day is cranky, he's not in such a good mood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes chesed on him that he will not, people will not mind, he'll be in a good mood even though he's up all night. Another pshat along the same lines, if a person was up all night learning, so by day he can't concentrate on his job, he can't concentrate on his business. Yitzavim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed that even though this person sat and learned all night, he will be able to be successful all day. And the third pshat is a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Yoyim leyoyim yabia oimer, v'layla leyla yichavados." Yoyim leyoyim yabia oimer. Every day we should be able yabia oimer. We should be able to speak. We should be able to daven. Who will be successful in his tefillah? That his tefillah should be listened to. V'layla leyla yichavados. The person who every night is yichavados. The person every night who sits and learns. That person will be successful. Yoyim leyoyim yabia oimer. That his tefillahs will be listened to. Why? So why is the learning of Torah at night so important? So first explain, if a person learns by day and everybody sees him learning, you could accuse him that he's learning because he wants to get covered. But night, nobody's around. You're in the privacy of your own home or not that many people see you learning. And you still learn Torah, L'shem Shemayim, you have this Chesed Hashem on you. The Chesem Sofer and the Ruges HaBoisim, actually it's an Arizal, I'll say, what does it mean night? It means the second half of the night. That a person should go to sleep and then get up and learn. Why? Because they explain that that's the proper way of preparing for the day. Before a person begins his day, his tefillah of chakras and his business activity of the day, the way he's supposed to start the day is with learning Torah. However, I did see a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef who says that yes, that's the proper way, but there's certain people that have a problem getting up early in the morning, and our Gemara says you're supposed to learn at night, so it's better they should learn at night and then go to sleep versus not learning at all. Says the Gemara. Ikadami Amr Ish Lakish. Kol Isaac Gatar Ba'alam Haza. Whoever learns Torah in this world, Shadoim Lalaila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshalav Chutchel Chesel Oilam Haba, Shadoim Lalayim. He'll have Oilam Haba. Shnema, Yoima, Yitzav Hashem Chazda Ba'alaila, Shirim. I'm Rabbi Levi. Call up Isaac B'divrei Torah. Whoever's learning and stops his learning. For Isaac B'divrei Sicha. And he just starts to schmooze. Stops the learning. Machim Isaac G'choli Rishom. He'll be fed coals. Shinem HaKoytzim Meluach Alesiach V'shoyus Rishomim Lachmam. They'll get this wood coals as their bread. Why? So Pashup Shad is, he gave up the sweetness of Torah. So he fed something not sweet. And why Rishomim? So Mepharshim explain that Rishomim is something that retains the coal, or wood that retains the coals for a very long time. The person who is Mevatel Torah will suffer the punishment for a very long time. And actually this Gemara I saw is used La'aloch L'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah says that when one does Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, he's not supposed to interrupt in the middle. Why? So the Shartzin quotes our Gemara. Because he's never supposed to interrupt in the middle of learning. I saw a Shail Sechuvas Mishnah Halachas. He says a very interesting psak. He says if somebody's learning, he has a Seide, he's learning, and the phone rings, he's not allowed to answer the phone. If he's a doctor, he says he's allowed to answer the phone. But another person, most calls that we get are not emergencies. Our Gemara is so strict about being Mevapul Taira, in the middle of learning, you shouldn't go out to answer the phone. How do we know it's called Shemayim? Shnema Shkifim Mayim Kachchem and Shemayim Machon Shabai Oitzrois Shalig. That's where we have the snow of Oitzis Barad, the hay of Aliyos Tloim Roim Beed Du Valilas Agolim Water Floods Vecharada Shasuf Vesara, all sorts of thunder or Maor Shakita. It's smoke for the same Eish Shnema Yiftocha Hashem is Oitzrois Toy. We ask that it should turn into a good place. Ask the Gemara, Hani Berkiyasnu, are they in the heaven? Hani Be'aristnu, aren't they in this world? The Ksiv House Hashem and Oritz, Tanina V'chot Ha'imois, Eishavarad, Shal V'kita, Ruach Sa'ar, Oysud V'aray, so they're in this world, not in the heaven. Amar Yehuda Merav. Dovah Bikash Lehem Rachman, Dovah was Mispalel, V'aridem La'aretz, to bring him down to this world. Amar Fana, Ribbon Shalom, Loi Kael Chefetz Rosh Atta, Loi Gurcha B'megurcha Ra, Tzadik Atta Hashem, Loi Yigur B'megurcha Ra. There shouldn't be ra in your vicinity. The next heaven is Aravos. Shabbat Tzedek Mishma V'Tzaka. Ginzei Chaim, Ginzei Shalom, Ginzei Bracha. V'Nishmasem Shetzadikim, all the tzadikim for future generations. Ruach Neshamish Osel Leboros. V'Tal Shosah Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'Achias by Meisim Tzedek Mishpat. The Ksiv Tzedek Mishma Chaim Kesecha. Stocker, how do we know stockers there? Tziv, the Yibish stocker kisirion, like a armor. Ginzachayim, the Ksiv Kimchum Karchayim, with you as the force of life. Ginzay Shalom, the Ksiv Yikolai Hashem Shalom. Ginzay Bracha, the Ksiv Yisa Bracha Mason Hashem. Nishmashim Shal Tzadikim, the Ksiv Ahoysa Namshi, Adonai Tzrura Betzura Chayim, as Hashem Alakecha. Ruchos, when the Shamish Osli Borois, the Ksiv Ruach, Mephana Yatoif. The Neshamas Aniasisi, I created all the Neshamas. The Tal Shosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachibos Mesim, the Ksiv Geshem Nedovos Tarnaf Elokim, Nachloscha Venil Ato Chananta. Shom, in this heaven are the Ifanim, the Srofim of Achayis HaKodesh, O Melachi HaShoros, Vekisei HaKovid, Melech Kail Chai Rav Anisa, Shachar Lehem Barovim. In the Arovis is where Kodesh Baruch Hu resides. Shanem HaSoil L'Roch Barovis, because Shemayim. How do we know that area is in Shemayim? The Ksiv Asi Rechiva Rechiva. Ksiv Ha'ach HaSoil L'Roicha Barovois. The Ksiv Roicha Shemayim Bazrecha. So you see the area of Roicha is the Shemayim. The Choshef V'Onan Re'ofa Ba'kif Nesloi. He's surrounded by clouds. Shenema Shoshesh Choshesh Sosroi. Sivoitza Sukasoi. Cheshkes Mayim Ovishchokim. Ask the Gemara, Omika Chashuka Kam Shemaya, is there darkness? The Ksiv, Hu Amikta Mistarta, Yodama Bechashoycha, he knows what's in the darkness, V'Nahari Imeshari, but light is with him. And so the Gemara, like Kasha, how about the Gavoyi? We're in the inner chambers, there's light. How about the Baroi? In the outer chambers, there's darkness.
There's never a passage to explain Machon, was there?
No?
I don't think so. Everyone,